Welcome to another ASAP Athletic Strength and Power Podcast, the most reliable and sensible strength training and conditioning information for coaches and athletes. This is Coach Ed Sicali up in East Lansing, Michigan with Athletic Strength and Power. And today I'm with the head strength and conditioning coach for the Michigan State Spartans. He's been getting Sparty and the rest of the squad ready. Ken, welcome to our program.
Thanks, Eddie. It's always nice to be with you and have you come on up here and check us out. Appreciate you.
Tell you what, I'm totally impressed. I've been all over the place and seen a lot of training going on. This was like no holds barred. I mean, I saw a lot of action.
Well, we're proud of the way our kids train. You know, we have a motto around here that you have to earn the privilege of wearing the green jersey. It's right there on our door. The green jersey's earned, never given.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't get in the front door of your weight room without seeing that sign right there on the weight room door.
Yeah, and that kind of sets a tone. You know, when they see that, I want them to see that coming down the hallway from the locker room, and that kind of gets the minds right as they walk through the door, and it kind of gives them an idea of what's about to happen and what's coming.
You know, Coach, I've been in a lot of weight rooms and a lot of facilities, and, you know, from time to time you see signs here and there, but you guys talk about these signs. You guys live it, and you know it's kind of inculcated into your players' minds. You talk about it all the time.
Well, if we're going to put something up, it has to be meaningful. So everything on our walls, whether it's a phrase, one word, two words, or a whole, you know, several paragraphs, they have to have meaning, and we always refer to them. And sometimes when signs are up over time, you know, kids just kind of walk by them and ignore them. Over time, it's like they don't even exist anymore, and they forget what's on the sign. So you got to bring them up. You got to point to them and explain to them what those signs mean and why we thought so much of what's behind those signs to even put them up.
Yeah, you guys put a lot of thought into what you put up here to help these players. They're young kids. They're 18 to 20, whatever, 22. They need this teamwork to be developed.
Well, the whole thing, it all goes back to mentorship. If we're not doing our jobs as coaches along those lines and mentoring these young people and getting them to be cohesive, you know, you talk about teamwork and all the other things that come with being great that you have to develop. You know, first you got to start with the individual. One of my favorite quotes is from Vince Lombardi. It was in a speech he gave. Matter of fact, from what I understand, it was the last speech he gave before he passed. And it was to a corporate group. It wasn't to an athletic group. And someone asked him the secret to success. And he said simply, the secret to success, I can summarize real briefly in terms of you better be capturing the heart if you want to capture the mind. So before you capture the mind, you must capture the heart. And that's what we're trying to do with everything involved with Spartan football. We want to capture their heart first. If we capture their heart, then we know we'll capture the mind and we'll be off to great things.
You know, coaches and teachers, we talk about and give lip service a lot about goal setting to athletes and young people. But how do you go about getting the concept of goal setting across to your players?
Well, I do believe in the precept, in the concept that you must write goals down. If it's important enough for you to set a goal, you must write it down. And then you must write a plan down for achieving that goal. It's one thing just to write, I want to be or do this. Now you got to make the action plan up. How are you going to be and do this? What's it going to take? Because really a goal is something that's off in the distance. It's way out there and really out of sight. You know it's out there somewhere. You hope to achieve it someday. And what we try to teach our kids in goal setting is this. Yes, you set the goal. You set your action plan for achieving the goal. And then you have to ask yourself, do my daily standards meet the goals that I've set? What I'm doing every day, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, is what I'm doing every single day in terms of my personal standards getting me a step closer to those goals as I go along? If not, don't expect that goal to eventually come into sight and then see that goal coming toward you in terms of attaining it, being able to reach out and actually grab it. Until you can get to the point where you can actually reach out and grab it, you're probably not meeting the daily standards you need to take the appropriate steps to get there.
Ken, what are some of the techniques or methods that you may employ to motivate these athletes? What are some of the different ways that you can do things to get these guys motivated? They're motivated. I saw it. What are your ways?
I can only speak, you know, from a personal standpoint, Ed. I want them to know that I care about them. And I tell all these guys that work under me and with me that you better get those kids believing in you and knowing that you care about them. That's step number one. Because you really, you know, it goes back to, Coach Lombardi's statement. You don't capture the heart, forget about the mind. You're never going to get there. So it's got to start there. Now, that doesn't mean it's warm and fuzzy. I mean, I am a tough love advocate, Ed. You know that. Okay, tough love's in effect here every day. We don't accept anything beneath excellence. And we strive for that in everything we do. We push them, we challenge them. And I think we're successful at it. One of the reasons, that I think we're successful at being able to push and challenge and get our kids to do the things that they do is because they know that deep inside, we got their backs. We have their backs. We're with them. We're all in this together. We're shoulder to shoulder in this. We care about them. We love them. And, as far as, motivation goes, start there. Let them know you care about them, and then things just seem to fall in place from that point. And also something I feel is very important to do after every session, after every training session, whether it's a lift, a run, it doesn't matter what it is, and this is year-round, I bring them together. We never just, get a call, so to speak, and walk out the weight room, put your binders back and, see you tomorrow. We go out on the field. We gather around the Spartan head on the 50-yard line. I feel it is my obligation to give them a winning thought, no matter how the day went. Whether it was a good day, a so-so day, whether we got what we wanted out of them, whether they put forth the effort, we're going to leave these young men with a winning thought. One of our winning thoughts the other day was on commitment. And it goes something like this. It's acting not just when it is convenient or comfortable, but when it is difficult beyond comprehension. It's more than words, more than saying you will. It is doing what is needed without excuses. And that leads to mental toughness. There's no special skills required for mental toughness. Desire, faith, hard work, and backbone's all you need. And so it might be something like that too. But leave them with something, anything that you think they can take and have. I want them to feel good about themselves walking out the door. That lets them know you care about them, regardless of how the day went. And it might have been a horrible day. The workout may have been a complete disaster for whatever reason. But leave them with a winning thought and tell them the expectations are going to be much higher when they walk through the door tomorrow.
Coach, this program has, over the last several years, has been on a steady incline, and it seems like it's getting better every year, and the message is getting through, and the motivation is there, and it wasn't easy.
Well, no, it wasn't, and all the accolades for that certainly go to Mark D'Antonio and the outstanding staff that he brought in. These guys now, they're good men now. They are good men. Now, let's just start with that. And what they're doing is they're recruiting student athletes to come to Michigan State to be Spartans, who are first of all good people. First of all good people. And, I wish I had a nickel for every time, Mark said in a staff meeting, you better bring good people in here first. Okay, that's what we're looking for. If it just so happens they have to be good, great football players, well, that's a bonus, okay? But they better be good people. And what you do when you keep bringing in year after year, class after class, laden with young men like that, you develop great team chemistry. You develop that teamness, that oneness, that shoulder-to-shoulder attitude that we're talking about. And really, if you look at the record over the last 5 years, you look at the success on the field, that's the reason why, the main reason why. Two reasons. Got a great coaching staff, got a great leader in Mark D'Antonio, and they're bringing outstanding young men, outstanding student athletes of great character, quality young men.
Coach, I look out on your strength training conditioning facility wall, and there is a giant mural with a Greek phrase. Can you tell me about that Greek phrase and what that is all about?
You must be referring to Molon Lave, which is what King Leonidas told the Persians when they disrespectfully asked him to lay down his weapons at Thermopylae. as you know the story, I'm sure many people have seen the movie 300, which was kind of a glamorization of the battle. But the Battle of Thermopylae, 300 Spartans and about 7,000 allies from the other Greek states fended off what was believed to be a force of over half a million or so Persians who were invading the Greek states at that time at a narrow pass called Thermopylae, or the Hot Gates. And King Leonidas, which the term Leonidas is really son of the lion, seeing how badly the Spartans and Greeks were outnumbered, the Persians waited for a couple days and then sent a messenger down. "No, this is senseless. Why are you doing this? This is suicide. We're urging you to lay down your weapons." And the reply from King Leonidas came back sternly and with conviction, "Molon lave," which means "come and get them," or "come and take them," whichever way you look at it. And that was their message back to the Persians, that "we're going to stand and fight." So from all accounts, a three-day battle ensued. The Spartans and their allies held off a massive horde of Persians. History says that over 20,000 or so Persians lost their lives, and certainly Spartans could not hold out forever, and they eventually succumbed, especially when a traitor told the Persians about a path that led to the rear of the Greek allies, and they were eventually all annihilated. But I tell you what, that motivated the other Greek states to stand firm, stand tall, and eventually defeat the Persians. And it is one of the greatest last stands, along with the Alamo and some other ones. Oh, geez, the Battle of the Bulge, and a lot of great battles in history that that we will always remember and cherish.
Coach, the training that I've seen today, let's go back to yesterday over at the stadium when you guys were running the ramps and the stadium steps. That all pays off, and it paid off last year when you guys went to that bowl game. And
you know, Eddie, we have a philosophy here. I'm not sure it's a philosophy, but it's a mentality. It's more of a mentality. It's called one more rep. Now, one more rep doesn't literally mean one more rep. One more rep, and our kids understand what it means. One more rep to us is we're going to do more. We're going to try to do more than anyone we're playing. We kind of envision like, well, when's the other team walking off the field? When's the other team walking out of the weight room? And at that point, we call out, and sometimes they call out, "Coach, we got one more rep. We're not done yet." So it might be something as simple as 15 or 20 more reps or another set of this, whatever it might be. It could be another four or five half gassers. It could be another run up the ramps. It could be whatever it is. But that one more rep mentality is we will do more. We will find a way of doing more, at least until we're satisfied that, you know, we can walk off the field. We can get out of the weight room or whatever it is, knowing that we've worked extremely hard and hopefully harder than the people we have to play.
Coach, congratulations on what you've done here at Michigan State with the Spartans. Sparty has made some tremendous gains, and it's really great to see what you're doing with these quality young men that you've got up here and what you're doing with this program.
Thanks, Ed. I really appreciate it. I appreciate you having you up here, and you're always welcome here. You know that, and I know that you're a Buckeye at heart, but really, you love the Spartans, and you know it, brother. But you're always welcome. We always appreciate you coming up.
Hey, go green.
Go white.